What do you like the most about Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you like the least? It is time for another edition of Mondays with Mike here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's an hour where we hear about the new developments at WPR, and most importantly, we learn about what's on your mind. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike, welcome back.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's dive in. We've got a lot of ground to cover this hour. First of all, the morning show updates. This is the morning show. We switched names when longtime host Joy Cardine retired in the fall. What's the latest update?
The latest is that we are in the interviewing process for a new host. And Kate, you've been here filling in wonderfully. It's been great to have you here. And that'll continue for a while for sure. So we'll be doing the usual things, listening to what we still call tape, even though it's never tape anymore. It's an electronic recording, and talking to people about what they would envision doing here for the morning show on the Ideas Network. And the current plan is to launch the show with a new host in the spring and come up with whatever changes we might like. And so part of what we like to hear about is what you like and don't like about the morning show or all of the Ideas Network. And that'll help guide us as we discover the future of the Ideas Network.
And we're already getting some conversation going here online. Jacqueline on Facebook isn't appreciative of the morning show, wonders, what about these superficial topics that are not timely? Where do they come in?
Well, certainly the last hour wasn't so superficial, but I understand the comment. One of the things that is true of all of our Ideas Network shows is that they have a sense of the breadth of topics that people here in Wisconsin are interested in. And for some people, that will seem a little too lighthearted at times, and others will be like, oh, do you have to have another heavy topic? And it's always a challenging balance for us. So thanks, Jacqueline, for the comment.
Brad in Minnesota emailed, says he's liking the morning show, and you mentioned this earlier, wondering when a permanent host will be named. Also, Brad says one program in which he's done a 180 on is Q. Brad says, it's really grown on me. I used to dislike it. Now I love it. I hope that you continue with Q many years into the future.
And Q is on in the evenings here on the Ideas Network, and has had a couple of host changes. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if maybe Brad has just found that he enjoys the newest host. And whatever the reason, that's terrific. Glad that you're listening.
All right. Well, Beta, one WPR next proposal, is moving into full production. What can you tell us about Beta?
So about WPR Next, first of all, that's our project to discover new programs or new ideas for parts of programs, that sort of thing within WPR. And Doug Gordon, who has been a producer on To the Best of Our Knowledge, created a pilot called Beta. It's a little hard to describe the show, but it's typical of Doug. It's just fascinating ways of exploring an idea in depth. And so that'll be coming together. We're planning on an initial 26 episodes. We're putting the staff together to make that possible right now. And we will continue to build this WPR Next thing because things keep changing. You know, in fact, I've had a couple of comments from listeners that have emailed me or called me saying, what's going on there at WPR? And it has caused me to reflect a lot on how things stay the same or how they change at WPR. And both have happened. You know, you heard us talk about the 100th anniversary. When I look back at that 100 years, it is a tremendous history of change, as well as doing things that make listeners happy. And so some things very steady, like Chapter a Day has been around forever. And it's because it continues to satisfy listeners. And imagine, people keep writing books. So that
imagine
really helps.
How that works.
Yeah. So we're very excited about Beta. Doug's just a great producer. He'd been at To the Best of Our Knowledge for nearly 17 years. And this is probably typical of many people here, including our listeners, that Doug has an endless curiosity. He also has a contagious enthusiasm for making great radio.
When is the rollout?
It's going to be sometime this spring that we'll hear the first new shows.
It is 2018. We want to know what's on your mind about Wisconsin. Wisconsin Public Radio. What do you want from WPR in this new year? Tell us about it. 800-642-1234. You can send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Share your suggestions. How do you connect with Wisconsin Public Radio? What questions do you have about programming, about operations, about streaming from your mobile device? Do you listen on air, online? What changes can we make to improve your experience? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Richard, who joins us from Ettrick. Hi, Richard.
How are you doing today?
Good.
See, I'd just like to say I really enjoy your morning show. I guess I hate to see any change, but I guess if that has to happen, it will. Other comment, though, is Prairie Home Companion and Simply Folk. I always listen to those programs when I'm in the barn milking, and Prairie Home Companion, I'm not a big fan of as much anymore. My cows aren't real happy with it, especially Beatrice. He gets a little upset when he goes off on those tangents on his mandolin. It sounds like an angry bunch of bees there. But we love Simply Folk. It's really relaxing on a Sunday night when you're milking, and I hope we can keep that without any changes.
Richard, love the comments from the barn, the suggestions from the cows. We need to take those to heart.
Yeah, it's actually, and it's funny, as long as I've worked in public radio, and it's over 30 years, we've heard that at least the best of public radio has helped cows in the barn and dogs in the home relax and cats and so on. And it probably shouldn't surprise us. They're also sentient beings, you know, good stuff is good stuff in some ways. Thanks for the comments, Richard. And some people may have noticed that a Prairie Home Companion has recently had a name change. They're now calling it, and obviously we haven't all memorized it, but it's called Live From Here. Mm-hmm. And otherwise the same new host, Chris Thiele. And one of the things that I'm interested to see with that show is now that Garrison has, for a lot of reasons, really stepped aside. Will Chris change the show in any substantive ways? I know that they've given us an indication that he has a lot of ideas beyond sort of recreating the old show that he'd like to try. And so we'll see if maybe that sounds better. In the realm of nothing's changed and yet everything has, in the 10 years that I've been here, Simply Folk has been hosted by Tom Martin Erickson. And then by Stephanie Elkins. Yes, mm-hmm. and now by Dan. And yet it still has very much that same spirit, and so I'm glad,
Dan
Richard,
Robinson,
that you're still enjoying it.
All right. Well, it just shows how things change. And state of change, people can now access a podcast edition of a WPR hour-long special called The State of Change. What's its focus?
So this has been looking at some of the key things that are really important here. Very few things are more important than food and water, and they sustain our life, and in this state, they really sustain our economy as well. And both are facing numerous challenges and lots of opportunities. So throughout last year, WPR's news reporters took a look at these precious resources, and they explored what it means for our lives and what it might look like in the future. And they put that all together in one comprehensive special, The State of Change, and you can find that at WPR.org and give it a listen.
Produced by my colleague across the glass, Maureen McCollum,
yes,
of Morning Edition host. Let's go to Catherine, who joins us from Ashland. Hi, Catherine.
Good morning. I am one of the listeners who enjoys the non-news shows interspersed with the other more hard-hitting type things. As you stated, it gives me a breather. And particularly on the news shows, I love Bullseye. And the program that talks about different podcasts that are available that I wouldn't know about otherwise. And I love Chris Thiele.
Well, terrific. Thanks for the comments, Catherine. And yeah, I have this experience, I'm sure we all do, where we tune in late to something and think, oh, I've got to go find that. And that happened to me yesterday with Bullseye. I heard the very tail end of an interview with Terry Crews, who I think is one of the funniest men on the planet. And I'm going to go back and find that on the Bullseye website and listen to the whole thing. And yes, it's a new addition to us, although the show has been around for a while nationally. And I think it's great to know that it's catching your ear.
And podcast playlist. It sounds like Catherine really likes hearing, being introduced to all the landscape of podcasts that are out there.
Yeah. And boy, you know, we really do live in a new golden age of audio. There's so much to listen to. You know, we're doing more all the time. A lot of people listen to the podcast of To the Best of Our Knowledge.
Yeah.
More and more people are finding out about our politics podcast. And in fact, in some ways, we would say we've been in podcasting since about the year 2000. At the time, we called it on-demand audio, and it's still that. Most everything on the Ideas Network is available as a podcast. You can find that in Android or in iTunes and so on, and well worth discovering the stuff that you might otherwise miss.
Catherine, thanks so much for the call. Keep listening. Let's go to Jeff in Kewaunee. Hi, Jeff.
Hi. You originally got me to subscribe to your service with What Do You Know, and my prize was tickets to the show. Unfortunately, it was canceled before I got a chance to get there. I do like the programs that you have following it, but then once you get to noon or 1 o'clock or something, you go to the tax thing and the health thing, and that's always, you know, there's no comedy in that stuff. I would prefer you bring What Do You Know back, extend your comedy program, and have a fun Saturday afternoon. So that would be my suggestion.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. And yes, What Do You Know was on WPR for more than 30 years, and it was quite a challenge for us to make the decision to let it go. A lot of what was happening is that although it was really still doing very well here in Wisconsin, many, many stations around the country had canceled it. At its peak, the show was on more than 300 stations, and by the time we decided to let it go, it was on fewer than 100. And that counted all of the WPR stations that it was on. And so that was just a huge and in the end, too challenging a change. But boy, I know what you mean about comedy and Saturday. You know, Ask Me Another is one of the newer shows in that slot. I think it's growing on people, but for many people, still kind of a new experience for their Saturday morning.
Here we are in 2018. What do you wish for WPR to resolve to do? What do you want to hear more of? There's a line for you on this edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane is director of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll be back shortly for more conversation right here on the Ideas Network. What is on your mind as you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio? What questions do you have about programming and operations? We're here with another installment of Mondays with Mike on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You've got a line this hour to Mike Crane, the director of WPR. We're hearing your thoughts on WPR in 2018. What do you like the most? What changes can we make to improve your experience on air, online, from your mobile device? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to Jay in Two Rivers. Hi, Jay.
Good morning. Well, I've got a lot of complimentary things to say about NPR. You're one of the most valuable resources of a wide variety of information. I don't spend much time on the computer, but I can learn while I'm busy with other things by having the radio on. I do like the variety. I think it's good that you hold the politicians' feet to the fire, because we're in a lot of trouble that way, state and nationally. I hope you keep going in depth with the different political things that are important to us and we normally don't find out about. And I only have one suggestion, which I'm sure you've struggled with, and that's your fundraising. So much time is spent fundraising that during those periods I don't get a lot out of listening to the radio and end up turning it off, only to turn it back on when you're fundraising again.
Yeah, Jay, that's really right, Jay. It is a struggle for us. The pledge drives remain the single best, most effective way for us to find new members for WPR. And we know that they're an interruption of our regular habits. And so we've worked very hard to make them short. In fact, one of the things that we did a couple of years ago is switch to having four pledge drives instead of three, simply because that let us keep them shorter and just as effective, as it turned out. And we will continue to look for ways to make sure that they're as short and as effective as possible. I don't, at least in the near term, imagine that they would go away. But at their best, they're kind of like a barn raising, you know, that we kind of all pull together and put public radio together. And it's a wonderful edifice, if you will. But at their worst, they're kind of dry and repetitive and boring. And so we work very hard to try to make sure that doesn't happen. And certainly if there was something that was a super breaking news thing, we would drop the pledge drive for a while if we needed to. And I've been at places over the years where that's had to happen. And so rest assured, at least in that sense, we do keep in mind our primary purpose, which is to serve you with the programs, not more pledge drives.
Jay, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Mike now in Edgerton. Hi, Mike.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
I had a few ideas that I'd like to talk about.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you back, so... Anyhow, the morning show I like real well. The afternoon show that is new out of Washington, I really, really don't like.
That's 1A is that show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us more. What is it you don't like?
Well, the problem is that a lot of times the guy's asking questions of the people that he's interviewing. And are the subject, and what he does is he'll ask questions like three or four, and the guests don't even get time to answer them, and he's on to another issue, another question prior to getting all the answers, which I was wanting to hear how the guests responded.
Mm. As if he feels a compulsion to get to the next one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
It's like he's on a fast track, you know, like I got to get all this in. And I'm like, no, you don't. And I really love the when we used to have our political Mondays afternoons.
Yeah, that was on the Kathleen Dunn show. Yep.
Yeah, and that was really good because we got a lot of insight on what was going on. The Washington thing really doesn't cover issues like that. They're more on this subject or that subject, but not so much as what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike from Edgerton, thank you so much, and let's get Mike Crane to respond here.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, I'm looking ahead at some of the other folks that are calling because we have the call screener screen here, and it doesn't surprise me to see that some people feel differently about different shows, including 1A, but Mike, I really appreciate the comment, and people will wonder, are you going to stick with that show? And I'd say for the moment, we certainly are. What we've been hearing from stations around the country is that the show has performed very well for them. And in fact, some people know this. I think we may have talked about this here on Mondays with Mike, that the show was the replacement for the Diane Rehm show many of you listening used to request that show. And 1A seems to be doing better for stations even than the very popular Diane Rehm show. So that's of interest to us, and we'll want to see how it does for us over time.
Mike, thanks so much. Let's go to Alex in Milwaukee. Alex, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. I wanted to just show some love to 1A. It's really the crown jewel of my afternoon. It comes on right about the time that I break for lunch. And I really love the thoughtful, in-depth analysis that the show does. And I like it so much, I've even been turning my friends on to it. So I wanted to show some love and say I really appreciate 1A.
A terrific. Thanks, Alex. And it doesn't surprise me. We have some difference of opinion about shows. And, you know, the ever dilemma of a broadcast is that you're serving tens or hundreds of thousands of people at one time and will have quite a diversity of opinion. But since we've chosen to have it there, very glad that you agree with us, Alex. Thanks for the call.
And Alex, I drive home from work to 1A and listening to host Joshua Johnson. So it is also very much on my radar as I get into my car and drive home. So thanks so much, Alex, for that call. Mike, On Point airs after this program, and we've been hearing from guest hosts who have been filling in the seat as Tom Ashbrook is on leave amid allegations from colleagues, harassment allegations. He's not the only public radio professional who is under fire. What do we know about some of these men who are accused of harassment, of sexual harassment and misconduct in the public radio sphere?
Well, we certainly know some of what the accusations are, and we take them very seriously, and I'm very grateful that my colleagues at WBUR, in the case of On Point, NPR, American Public Radio, that they're taking these allegations very seriously. And in some cases where they feel they have sufficient evidence to move forward, they have. For instance, NPR let the news director, Mike Oreskes, go. Tom Ashbrook of On Point has been off the show for quite a while. I know they're in the midst of an investigation, and I expect that they will do the right thing, whatever that right thing is, as they determine what the actual facts are and what the remedies might be. And unfortunately, we've listed a couple of people. It's not a comprehensive list. This is a problem throughout the culture. It was obviously a very big deal last night on the Golden Globes, with a lot of discussion about that, and not just during the pre-show, but actually during the presentations. And as they say, it's time's up. It's about time for this to be dealt with in our culture.
Let's turn to the topic of engaging with shows. WPR audiences, they're our central part of what we do, our programming, and we encourage people to call in, to email at ideas@wpr.org. We also use social media to connect with audiences. What is the best way for listeners to engage with our live shows these days?
Yeah, certainly the easiest remains email or calling us up. Talk@WPR.org is a great email to use. We have some emails up on the screen here today that come from that. And in terms of Facebook, which remains something everybody seems to use, one of the things that we're doing is we're changing from having individual show pages into having an Ideas Network page. And the basic idea there is that we can use Facebook to help people discover more about the Ideas Network generally by having everyone interact in the same space. I want to acknowledge, though, that that's disappointed some people, including some staff, who have been used to being able to use the individual show pages. And so we're working on that evolution. So if you haven't liked the Ideas Network on Facebook, please go ahead and do that, because we really are shifting our tactics that way. Yes, go ahead.
Dave on Facebook says, it's been difficult to find current programs on Facebook, and why has WPR made finding them so difficult on Facebook?
And that is certainly not our intention, but it is this idea of focusing it all in one place. One of the challenges in trying to gather an audience around anything on Facebook is if you have, this is actually true on radio shows to some degree too, if you have a whole bunch of little islands that are hard to get to, that does make it hard to find. And so we're trying to shift to having one big continent called the Ideas Network. It could still be an island, but it's like Australia in size is the concept there. And
I love the metaphor.
I was an English major. I get those things all the time in my head. That is the basic idea. So please like the Ideas Network, and you'll find all the stuff there. One other change that we're making, and this is to try to respond to the nature of how Facebook works, is that rather than putting a lot of promos for what's coming up on the Ideas Network there, we're doing more of pulling content from the Ideas Network shows and sending it out later so people can discover things that they missed because they only listen in the morning or they only listen in the midday or whatever it might be.
Let's go to Nick in Appleton. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great. I'm very happy with the website. I get most of my news off there, emails.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Facebook, but the subscribed emails, which I really like because I don't get to listen to the radio all the time.
Yep.
And I know this is just the nature of, you know, the internet. They're just like really bizarre trolls, especially this guy named JPO Senator. He's always like bashing the UW or like Democratic institutions and in Wisconsin specifically, and I think he's a paid troll, but
yeah, let's talk about that, the word troll. That's a pretty common word in describing people on the internet who seem to be, metaphorically speaking, metaphors, lurking under the bridge and then popping out and saying awful things or doing awful things. And so that does depict one of the challenges that the whole comment section of every website seems to wrestle with, which is, how do you manage, or even do you manage, the things that people will share in that space? Naturally, our instinct as part of the whole democratic process with public radio, our instinct is to have a free exchange of ideas. And the challenge is that there are sometimes people who, and there's probably another metaphor for this, but they really want to take over the floor and say the thing they want to see repeatedly and maybe with disagreeably disagreeing is kind of how I'd put it. And so we've had various things over the years that we've tried to do to effectively manage that while also keeping the forum open. I know that some outlets on the web have just decided to stop taking comments because they've been so discouraged by the ease of things. It turns out it doesn't focus in the way that, say, a letters to the editor section of a paper does, because it takes effort to actually write the letter and send it to the paper or send it to us. It's very easy to comment on a website. Nick, we do struggle with that. And I really appreciate, especially that you're getting the subscribed emails. People can find that on the lower right corner of WPR.org. You can get once or twice a day news emails from WPR, and we're building more newsletters over time. There's a new one for To the Best of Our Knowledge. There's one for Wisconsin Life. And so those are a great way. It's funny, email is now an old technology, right? But it's still a great way.
Around.
Yeah, it's a great way to get information still.
Nick, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nancy, who joins us from Grafton. Go ahead, Nancy.
Well, good morning. I was just wondering, when the heck are we ever going to not have to hear the world around you anymore? I've heard that so many times, and it's kind of disgusting. And I just like to say hi to my grandson, Dean, who works over there at the station. But anyhow...
Oh, that's so sweet for Dean. I'm sure he appreciates hearing your comment, Nancy. The world around you has been in radio terms, we call that the positioning statement or the slogan of the station. And we have been saying that for a couple of years now. You will probably remember, Nancy, and many will, that we used to say, talk about issues that matter to you. And the world around you was meant to replace that. And in fact, we are wrestling with whether there's another phrase that might better depict what we're trying to communicate about what the Ideas Network does for you. And this is a sort of a typical strategy of any radio station, that they want to have a memorable way of saying, this is what we promise to do for you. And so the concept of the world around you is that that's what you'll find listening is we'll discuss anything in the world on the Ideas Network. But we are planning to change it, so stay tuned.
And you've seen the evolution over 10 years, a decade, positioning statements, programming, whatnot. Tuesday marked your 10 years to the day since you became part of WPR. Lots happened. You outlined it to us in an email, just how much has changed in new programs, changing voices, different schedules. What are the highlights?
Well, there are just so many. I think probably the one of the highlights that really refers to our presence here on the radio is that over that entire time, in an era in which radio listening was going down, WPR increased radio listening, and that's you, that's all of you listening that are fans of what we're doing and rewarding the work of all the very hardworking people here with your ears and with your treasure in the form of membership. So that's a very big deal. Also, we have built and raised much of the money for WUWS in Ashland, WHWA in Washburn, WSSU Superior, WHSF Rhinelander Eagle River, WHAA Adams Coloma Wisconsin Rapids. We increased the signal for WHND and WHDI in Sister Bay, and on and on. And, you know, the reason that's remarkable is that for that 100-year history, we've been driving toward universal service to all the state. That's part of the reason the internet has been so exciting is that many people can pick up WPR that maybe don't always pick it up with a great signal over the air. And we will continue to drive on those. No matter what I do in terms of listing things, I really feel like I'm going to leave something out that is amazing about what has happened in this time. I mentioned earlier about Simply Folk and all the changes there. You know, in the same 10 years, Tom Malyatsi passed away, and now Car Talk has ended as a fresh broadcast after many years. A Prairie Home Companion is no longer a Prairie Home Companion. At the time that I started, Michelle Norris and Melissa Block were co-hosting All Things Considered on the other network with Robert Siegel. And Robert just retired as of last week.
Yeah.
And so just so many changes. But the most comforting thing about all of that is through all of those changes, a lot of great radio has continued to be invented, new ideas. And I remember this moment. I hadn't written about this, but I remember this moment when we started Central Time. It was a very different idea because it was going to have a lot of different segments instead of more like an hour like this segment here. And I was like, well, will this still be the Ideas Network? And from the very first show, I was like, yep, they got it. It's still the Ideas Network. It's a little bit different in terms of how many topics, but the spirit was there just as much.
Well, WPR has 38 stations around the state right now, but there is only one you. This hour, we're hearing your thoughts on Wisconsin Public Radio. It's Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is spending the hour with us. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Here we are in a new year. How do you want WPR to turn a new leaf? What do you want from WPR in this new year? Tell us about it. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll return in just a moment. Stick around. Are exploring the comings and goings of WPR this hour, from the staffing, the funding, the programming and operations on this edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is here. You're getting an update on WPR and you're sharing what's on your mind. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Join the conversation. Chat with Mike at 800-642-1234. You can always tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Anne, who is joining us from Monona. Hi, Anne.
Hi. Well, I think you're doing a great job. And I wanted to put in a plug for A1. I think it's
1A?
Really, Yeah, 1A.
That's okay.
It's really, I think the host, his last name is Johnson.
Joshua Johnson, yep.
Yeah, I think he's a really great interviewer. And the topics he picks are, you know, he goes all over the map, but he especially concentrates on some of the corruption going on, and especially in Washington. And I think that's really important. So, you know, I actually prefer hour-long guests, not real short, you know, like 10-minute interviews. I think you can actually explore topics a lot better that way. And second, I've thought for a long time that it would be helpful to have hosts not rephrase the questions or the comments from listeners. I don't think it's necessary. A number of hosts do not rephrase them, but when they do, then often part of the question or comment is lost because the guest only concentrates on what the host has picked out. So I think in the name of the public part of public radio, I think the public needs a little bit more time on the Ideas Network.
Anne, thanks so much, and I will not rephrase.
Thanks so much, Anne. There is actually a healthy debate in the hosting producing community about whether or not to do that rephrasing, and sometimes it's because the host perceives that the guest, or rather the caller in this case, might have gotten a little fuzzy in what they were asking and they try to direct it. And sometimes you could argue they've overdone it, and that's exactly what you are arguing. So thanks for the vote of confidence for Josh Johnson. I agree. I think he's a great interviewer, and for all your other comments about the Ideas Network.
Well, the Second Century Fellow, we have a new Second Century Fellow that is starting today. Can you tell us about the person joining us what we want to accomplish with this fellowship?
So Second Century, named after WPR's Second Century, which has just started, and this is a fellowship that is designed for a recent graduate or an early career reporter, and it's meant to prepare journalists of color and those from other groups that are underrepresented in the media industry to guide them into successful news careers. And we're really thrilled to have Ximena Condi starting today as our Second Century Fellow. She comes to us from Rhode Island Public Radio, one of the things that's kind of neat is that Avery Brookins, who was in a different fellowship here, is now at Rhode Island Public Radio. So we've had this kind of nice crossover. There are also several other people who've worked at WPR that are now at Rhode Island. And so it's kind of neat to have those connections. We're really excited about Ximena joining us.
Let's go to Bree in Baraboo now. Hi, Bree.
First off, I'd like to say, Kate, you've done a really good job, and going to be really sad to see you go in the spring. And then I'd also like to say that I think a good way to get more younger generations involved in WPR would be to focus some stories on undergraduate research throughout the state. A lot of the time students don't get any recognition for their research that they've probably worked really hard on. And sometimes they do publications, they go to big conferences, and it's kind of unknown, and I think it could also encourage more students in that way to pursue research that's really interests them, that it looks good on great on a resume and great on grad applications.
Thanks for the comment, Bree. It's actually making me think about the daughter of a colleague who is, just based on what she's doing, it tells you what an incredible young woman she is. She works at the CDC in Atlanta, and she's just, you know, coming out of her graduate studies to do that, and obviously doing remarkable work. Great point. And, you know, we are extremely proud to be a part of the University of Wisconsin. And so the opportunity to highlight that research does come up fairly often, but probably mostly with the professor,
right,
not with her students. And so that's something for us to keep in mind.
Well, let's look at programming that is set ahead here for MLK Day. Wisconsin Public Radio has special programming that's coming up on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll provide thoughtful conversation on the morning show. What else are we able to broadcast on the Ideas Network that day?
Well, a week from today at noon, it's the 38th annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day tribute and ceremony. It's hosted by Higher Grounds, Dr. Jonathan Overby. It begins at noon in the Capitol Rotunda, so you could join us there if you'd like. It's really a remarkable, free, open to the public event, but we'll also have it live right here on the Ideas Network. The theme this year is Do You Remember? A celebration of Dr. King's life and legacy through words and music. Chicago's Victory Travelers Gospel Quartet will be there, Milwaukee's Children's Choir, and keynote speaker Muhib Dayer. And the ceremony will be broadcast also on Wisconsin Public Television that evening at 9:30 p.m. in an edited version.
And yesterday, WPR brought the symphony to the airwaves. It's the first in a series that lasts 3 months every Sunday afternoon. We'll hear a familiar voice, I understand, hosting the series. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Laurie Skelton is our midday host on the News and Classical Network and also the national host of this program. It's produced by WFMT in Chicago, and it's her second year as the national host of the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra broadcast. It's really a nice thing to hear her and know she's going out on the radio all over the place.
Yeah, bravo, Lori. Let's go to Mike in Onalaska now. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning? I want to tell you, first off, I love listening to you. I drive semi cross country, and I've found out what areas I can get you on what station. My only problem is I don't know why or when they decided this musical interlude right at the end of each program, and it's terribly aggravating. Many times the commentator will look to a guest and say, okay, we've only got a short time for you to have your final say. The guest will start speaking, and this music will come into the background and totally distract you. Then as you're trying to get back on pace, it gets louder.
Yeah.
I understand at the end of chapter a day, you need to fill in, but the rest of them, as far as I'm concerned, you can do away with the music.
Thanks for the comment, Mike. What it reminds me of is in those award ceremonies where they play the person out, right?
Yeah.
and it does have a little bit that same function at times. We've had similar thoughts about the very end of each hour or segment that go the other way, which is encouraging our host not to ask that one question that will leave the guest with only 10 seconds to answer. And so that's really how the music thing arose. But you can end up picking music that's not right for that particular moment by mistake, or playing it too loudly, that sort of thing. So we'll keep working on the mix there, Mike. Thanks for the comments.
Yeah, and Mike, a post is a post, right, Mike Crane?
meaning by a post in this case, it means no matter what you do, that clock is going to tick over to the newscast or whatever it is, no matter what. And so you want to hit the post, as we say. We get to do that a lot during the pledge drives. And so you might hear us stretching out the phone number just a little bit to hit the post sometimes, and you keep practicing.
As Joshua Johnson likes to say over at 1A, he says, I know I got to ask this, but I'm up against a break. I'm up against a break. And I just keep thinking of someone who's up against a wall or something, you know. Something that's bigger than him that he cannot control. That, to me, is a post. Mike, thank you so much. Let's go to Lynn, who joins us from Coloma. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I have to say that in the beginning, Kate, I was very, very concerned about you and after Joy Cardine, but you have done a marvelous job. You are very, very focused, and you stick to the topic, and you ask very good questions, and I just have enjoyed you so much. And I'm sorry.
Lynn, thank you so much.
Larry Mueller makes me spend too much money on novels and by Wisconsin authors, and too much money on cookbooks. But I love him to death, and I listen to him every day. I, too, also am a chapter a day listener. Excellent books this past year. I love 1A. I think Joshua Johnson, his topics just make me feel like I can skip part of the New York Times because he's covered it so well. And you know, and Central Time, I adore that. I can only listen to it here and there because it's a busy time of day, but I especially tune in or listen to the podcast of the cooking part of it on Fridays.
Mm.
So thank you for everything. And like I said, I listen every day from 5 until probably 5. So thank you.
Lynn, thanks so much for the comments. Can we just end the show right there?
I know.
No, we still have 5 minutes, don't we? That was just really great to hear your comments. And, you know, I hope it's evident here with the Mondays with Mike segment how much we value everything you all have to say. It doesn't have to be a positive set of comments like we heard from Lynn. We always try to get better at what we're doing, and you help. And so thank you for all of the comments we've been hearing.
The WPR radio signal may be getting stronger in 2018. What progress are we making on getting clear sound to radios across Wisconsin?
Well, we have been making a lot of progress. We were talking earlier about things that have changed in the 10 years I've been here. We didn't even mention that in the last year we've had expanded signals in central Wisconsin in particular, so that 9:30 a.m.'s signal for the Ideas Network can also be heard on several other FM signals in Marshfield, Auburndale kind of area, a brand new one in Stevens Point and in Wausau as well. So you can, if you get the newsletter from WPR, because you remember, you'll see the listing of all those right there, but you can also find it online at WPR.org. And we're pretty close to, probably in the spring, we'll have a stronger signal for the 107.9 FM repeater in Madison. Mm. That's a repeater of 970 AM WHA. That should have a much bigger signal and mean better reception for the Ideas Network in Madison. And we have an application in for what they call a translator. It's really just a small transmitter to serve Janesville, where the signal can get a little iffy as well. We're always looking for those opportunities.
Listeners in the Milwaukee area might notice a new round of marketing and promotion for the Ideas Network.
Yeah, we've been did a round a while ago, and we've got a new one starting. I mentioned earlier that we're going to have a new on-air slogan to replace the World Around You thing, and this will relate to the billboards and digital ads and bus signs and so on that people will see for 90.7 in Milwaukee, trying to encourage listening in that area where there's, you know, as everywhere, opportunity for growth and listening. And so from mid-January to March, people should see those as they're driving or riding buses about. And we'd love feedback from that. And you can send it to us through our listener line or call audience services, whatever you like, to let us know what you think.
And as we wrap up here, we have to say goodbye to an old friend. For 2017, we talked about WPR turning a century old. How can we look back at all of the excitement, and where does WPR go from here?
Well, I think one way of looking back, it relates to the final event that we had. I remember saying to the wonderful producer, Sarah Marty, that one of the things I want people to walk away with is not just a sense of our history, but a sense of our future. And we sense that our future will be one that is similar in that it continues to serve people, but it will be with a more and more diverse audience and more diverse staff. We'll be finding new ways of telling stories and new ways of serving you. One of the calls that actually got dropped, I don't know what happened, but someone who's using their Amazon Alexa to request listening to the Ideas Network, and there's a lot of work we have to do there to improve that, but we're getting there.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for being here, as always.
Yes, great to be here.
And we'll see you next time. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This hour of the morning show, Mondays with Mike, was produced by Keely Baltina. Michelle Johnson is executive producer. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks so much for listening.